This is brought to you by Safety FM.
This is how it works now. When the gates of Earth won't let you out, this is where you fall down. You weren't ready when heaven rained down in a storm cloud. Tripping in a joke in a seascape in your love shell. You weren't ready to meet the angels. When you fall, then I don't. When you care, then I won't. You weren't ready when heaven rained down. When you fall.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, you know that already. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Thursday, September the 12th of 2024, day 256 of the year, and only 110 days left to go. We are broadcasting live from Santa Fe, New Mexico, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place that we do stuff at.
Radio.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends at RadioBig.fm if you want to come and do all the fun stuff that we get to do, no doubt about that. Anyway, so here we go as we are broadcasting live today. You know, callinradio.com is the way to get into our little system that will be video, text messaging, and audio messaging as we come across the multiverse. So once you get there, you click on it, we go through, we do our thing. I will tell you, the text messaging is a lot easier than anything else. As you do that, we'll kind of look at the commentary, go from there, and move on and make sure that we're doing everything the way that you want to do it. Anyways, if you're not familiar with our show, let's talk about it real quick. What we do here is we talk about safety in the news, news in safety, no doubt about that. We cover that all of that information to make sure that we are giving you the most current news on the things that are going on inside of the world, and also to make sure that we are covering the news that is going on inside of the world of safety. So there you go. You have conversation starters as we move forward. Callinradio.com, like I said, is to be able to get everything going. So how have you been? How has the last 24 hours been? It's always important. Now, there was kind of some confusion yesterday. We were doing our show. Some people got it, some people didn't. We are definitely always on the podcast network, so don't worry about that. If you're not able to catch it live, the podcast network is always there. We try to drop it in close to real time. And if you're listening to the podcatcher right now, our podcatcher is doing it live in real time as well. This week, no video though. So if you are looking at those video things, yeah, not available there, just in regards of how we have our setup this week. But don't worry, when we get back to our normal gig, which will be next week, we will start doing video again. That's just kind of the way that it goes. Anyway, so let's do this. Why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending, because people are going to want to know all about that.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look around, a Malaysian woman survives an otter pack attack, and the Sacramento family gets spooked by a terrifying prank. We'll talk about that as we get into our shit list. Also, Justin Timberlake scores a big win in his DWI case, and Hulk Hogan seriously worried about Mike Tyson's upcoming bout. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, the final season of Handmaid's Tale gets a premiere date. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And a veteran actress still thinks that Kim can't act. I don't know if that's important, but I just mentioned that out loud. Also, new details about the King and Queen on the upcoming trip to Australia. So we'll get about into that as we start talking about the Royals. So as we know, we have some professional broadcasters waiting in the wings wanting to tell you everything that's going on inside of the world of the news. So if you're ready, I'm ready. We'll get it all rolling for you, because that is what we do around here. We want to talk, we want to hang, we want to bang, we want to do everything that we can to give you the latest information on what the hell's going on inside of the world of the news. So if you're ready for the news, I'm ready for the news, and we can give it to you all right now here on this little show known as the Rated R Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The UN says six employees of its Agency for Palestinian Refugees have been killed in an Israeli airstrike. Officials in Gaza say 18 people were killed in the strike on a school in the Nusayrat refugee camp. The Israel Defense Forces say it was a precise strike on terrorists, who they say were operating inside a Hamas command and control center at the school. England's National Health Service is in a critical condition, according to a new report. It points to underinvestment, damaging reforms, and challenges around productivity and an aging population. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the NHS needs to reform or die. Health Secretary Wes Streeting says prevention needs to be improved.
Crucially, on public health and prevention measures, we've got to take people with us. So I'm up for having a debate and listening to ideas from experts in public health, but also the public. We've got to have a debate about how we deal with sickness in our society, keeping us living longer, but also living well for longer.
Pope Francis is in Singapore to celebrate Mass with 50,000 people at the National Stadium. It's the final stop in a 12-day Asia-Pacific tour that's seen the 87-year-old travel to Indonesia, Timor-Leste and Papua New Guinea. Laura Westbrook reports.
Pope Francis is the second pope to visit Singapore after the late John Paul II in 1986. Singapore counts around 210,000 people as Catholics, 7% of its population. The highlight of the Pope's trip is a Mass at Singapore's National Stadium, where crowds will include Hong Kong Catholics. He is expected to focus on interfaith dialogue and will also address political authorities. This trip has been closely followed by China, where the Pope in recent months has restated his desire to visit, and so will be closely watched to see what overtures he will make. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The United Nations Refugee Agency is appealing for $21 million to urgently scale up health services for forcibly displaced people in African countries impacted by Mpox. According to the organization, the funding is to support critical response and prevention efforts in 35 countries across the continent. Jody Jacobs reports from the UN.
Mpox, according to the World Health Organization, has been endemic in parts of Africa for decades. But after a rising number of cases of a new strain of the Mpox virus in several parts of the continent, the WHO declared it a public health emergency of international concern. So far, more than 20,000 suspected cases have been reported on the continent this year alone, and the world body's most concerned about thousands of displaced people on the continent. And the UN is now calling on the international community to increase its financial support for it to respond more swiftly to the outbreak.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The Greek Prime Minister has criticised Germany's plan to tighten migration restrictions. On Monday, Berlin will begin implementing a policy aimed to curb irregular migration. William Denzelow reports from Brussels.
In an interview with Greek radio, Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said the response to irregular migration can't be to scrap free movement across the Schengen area. Germany shares a land border with nine countries and next week will tighten restrictions aimed at curbing people arriving illegally. Mitsotakis says that by eroding Schengen travel freedoms, the issue of irregular migration will fall on European nations with external borders. He says a fair compromise is needed among all European powers. William Denslow, Brussels.
Nigerian authorities say nearly 2,500 Nigerians have been evacuated from Libya this year. It's part of the government's effort to return dozens of Nigerians stranded in the country. Ajak Mangut reports from Abuja.
The Nigerians in Diaspora Commission, or NIDCOM, says the evacuation was carried out via 15 flights between January and September. The commission says this was done in collaboration with various government agencies and the International Organization for Migration. This is not the first time the agency has evacuated Nigerians stranded in Libya and other countries. NIDCOM says over 10,000 Nigerians have been evacuated from Libya in the last few years. Nigeria's government has repeatedly warned citizens to avoid illegal migration through Libya. But each year, dozens make the dangerous journey to Europe in search of better fortunes. However, many of them end up getting stranded or being forced into labor or prostitution. Ajak Mangut, Abuja.
For more of our video reporting from around the world, you can find us on Facebook. Search for Feature Story News. That is the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Visitor safety training, old, stale, and hacked. Visitor safety trainers still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, yes, we are still hanging out here on the Rated R
Safety Show.
So don't worry about that. We're going to make sure that we take care of you over the next 3 hours. I know people get hung up when I say that. Don't worry. It's the only the first hour that we refer to as the Rated R Safety Show. As we go into hour 2 and 3, that is known as the Jay Allen of the Morning Show, we'll do some other things, but don't worry about that. So let's get into it. Here we go again with 54 days until the election. Two industry groups for voting administration sent an open letter to the Postmaster General warning of efficient mail system disenfranchisement voters during the primary process. The National Association of Secretaries of State and the National Association of State of Election Directors sent a letter on the behalf of the election administration to all 50 states, and they received ballots postmarked before the voting deadline that were returned well after the counting deadline. In some cases, they arrived 3 to 5 days after the USPS promises the first class mail. But the timing of the letter coincided with early voting in Alabama, where the first absentee ballots in the nation were out on Wednesday for the general election. But wait, representatives from the Postal Service said in 2020 that 98% of ballots were returned on time and 99% were on time in 2022. But also wait, which such a slim margins of the battleground states, every vote and every hour matters. And worth noting, of course, we'll have to talk about it. None of these would be a problem with the national voting holiday, mandatory in-person voting and identification. This is according to the Associated Press. So absentee ballots, I can understand to some extent, but where I have the hard time is when you start taking a look at it and we go, okay, why does it take so long? And listen, let's make this thing a national holiday of, hey, you have to go out there and vote. I mean, we have people in our military that are out there that are making sure that you are able to do the things for your, or they're fighting for your rights and your freedoms. So why would this not be something of such importance in regards of us having our people out there enjoying quote unquote a holiday, but making sure that they're out there voting?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, it's not about being an idiot. It's about keeping it real here in regards to the things that are going on. I don't shy away from some of these things. I always look at it from the standpoint, because both of my parents were in the military and my sister was in the military, that it's one of those things that we have to go out and vote minimally. That's our minimum duty that we need to go out there and do it. Listen, I always say, I personally do not care who you go out there and vote for. What is more important to me is that you actually go out there and vote. So just keep that in mind as we are talking. So there you go. Spooky season. A Sacramento family is looking for answers after they found a severed pig's head on their doorstep on Monday morning. They were intentionally asking not to be identified by name, but the local media, the kind of intimidating, disturbing, and bit frightening, the man of the house said, oh yeah, it would sound like that. Also, the head was positioned pointing towards the door and had nails to the nose, and it looked like the blood was all over it, he added. And a couple called the police after they made the shocking discovery. Both police and animal control responded to look into. The investigation is ongoing. This is according to KCRA. So, I mean, what the hell is going on in Sacramento that somebody would even decide to do this? I mean, if you think about it, it's almost like the horse head that you would think about inside of the movie The Godfather, if anything. But man, that gets weird relatively quick in regards of doing that. So there you go. So just some strange things there. Anyways, no one was injured after a Carnival Spirit cruise ship impacted an iceberg last week off the coast of Alaska. Fortunately, the ship sustained no damage either. A representative for the cruise line downplayed the accident, saying that the ship hit an errant piece of ice. It's likely the incident would be gone entirely unnoticed that if it wasn't for the social media videos about the mishap. One cruiser who witnessed the ominously called crash, the Titanic moment, the worst of it happened to have been in delays that were caused for investigation for the damage. This is according to CNN. So, I mean, you can downplay it as much as you want, but man, some lingo bingo stuff when you go out there and take a look. And if you take a look at it, there are some videos online about this incident, but it gets weird because you can see the ice when it's upcoming. Now, I'm going to be realistic. The ice does not look gigantic, but it is still a piece of ice. And here's the great part about it. You just don't know how far down that ice goes. So that's something to think about as we're going through the whole thing. And yes, of course you're going to be delayed because people are going to have 10,000 questions about what was going on. And, did you sustain any damage? I need to know if there's any to do so. Anyways, take a listen to this. Move over. Ozempic, a Danish pharmaceutical company, has presented a new pill to combat obesity at the European Association for the Study of Diabetes annual meeting in Madrid. In a 12-week study, 124 overweight participants, those who took a single dose lost about 10.4% of their body weight. Participants who took twice the pills lost 13.1% of their body weight. By comparison, the placebo group lost about 1.1% of their body weight. The deli pill suppresses hunger hormones in a way similar to Ozempic, but it also is convenient in pill form. But wait, the most common side effect reported was gastroenteritis, discomfort leading to nausea and vomiting. So it's hard to eat when all you want to do is throw up or pick your poison, the study found. So here's the thing that I ask. I don't know. Are you familiar with any of these things, like with Ozempic or, GLP-1 or whatever the hell they call all this stuff? And if you are, is this something that you've taken? Because if it is something that you've taken, I am not passing any judgment here. I mean, you need to do whatever you think is going to be best suited for you. But are you aware that it is strongly encouraged that you take that stuff And when you're taking it with some format of working out still. It's not just, hey, you take this and that's done, because it could have some level of impact on your muscle structure as well. And now, listen, I'm not a medical doctor by any means. So I don't take any advice from me in that particular regards. I say, if you're going to do any of those things, you need to have some conversations with some people in regards of what they know, what the hell is going on, and how it will affect your body or so on. And, you know, I'm not going to give you, hey, here's this sponsor that I'm going to recommend for you. I'll take a look at it and I go this way. If this is something that you believe that you need assistance with, go right ahead and find what will be best suited for you. And, you know, I look at it and go, I don't know anything about this stuff, so I am probably not your source to talk about. Well, at least to talk about this information with.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Okay, a Malaysian woman was left bloody and battered after being attacked by a group of otters. Yes, I did say otters, while jogging. According to the fellow park goers, 8 of wild otters surrounded the 40-year-old woman and started biting her leg. She also suffered cuts and scrapes to her hands and face while trying to get the animals off of her. The pack eventually scurried off to another area in the park, seemingly in search of food. Wildlife officials blamed the attack on people feeding the animals. The woman is the second victim of the crazed otter pack. This is according to Telegraph. Well, if this was Springfield, Ohio, I would probably have a better understanding on why this went down. But because it's not Springfield, Ohio, I can't really give you much information. But think about that real quick. You're hanging out, you're taking a jog, and all of a sudden you have a pack of otters that are coming your general direction and say, hey, you know, there's some stuff going on here in that particular regards. It gets weird. It gets weird right away, no doubt about that. So what are we thinking about? Anyways, let's talk about the Dow real quick. The Dow gained about 124 points to close at 40,861 on Wednesday. The S&P increased by 58 points to close at 5,554, and the NASDAQ increased by 369 points to close at 17,395. West Texas Intermediate closed at $67 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $70 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.25 on Wednesday. Also, Bitcoin climbed on Wednesday, trading just around $57,600. Now, yesterday, if you were out there flying, yeah, there was a cluster F, if you know what I'm saying there. There was more than 2,050 flights delayed within and to and out of the United States on Wednesday, and about 300 cancellations. So there you go. Also, a Texas resident won $800 million jackpot on Tuesday night with the Mega Million drawing. The winner also had the option of a $4.2 million cash payout, or Friday. Oh, so there you go. That was their option, or they could have just taken the $800 million. Friday night's drawing will be for $20 million jackpot, or a $10.1 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you still have the time to do so. So let's talk about this. Megan Thee Stallion hosted last night's MTV Music Awards. The show was live from the UBS Arena in Elmont, New York. Taylor Swift was up for the most awards of the night with about 12 nominations. Followed by Post Malone, who landed 9. So there you go. Katy Perry received the Video Vanguard Award. If you're interested in that information, that is for sure. So there was a lot of stuff going on. Do you want to hear more about this? I mean, I can talk about it if you want to go through that. I mean, I don't know. Let's see. Artist of the Year, Taylor Swift. Let's see. Song of the Year, Sabrina Carpenter with Espresso. Best New Artist, Chappelle Roan. What else? What else did we got? Best Pop was Taylor Swift. Best Hip Hop was Eminem for Houdini. Best R&B was Sza with Snooze. Best Alternative was Benson Boone with Beautiful Thing. What else? Best Rock was Lenny Kravitz with Human. Best Latin was Anita with Mil Veces. Best Afrobeat was Tyla with Water. Best K-pop was Lisa with Rockstar. What else? Video for Good. Winner was Billie Eilish. What Was I Made For from the movie Barbie. What else? Best Direction, Taylor Swift from Post Malone for Fortnite. And winner for Best Cinematography was Ariana Grande with We Can't Be Friends, Wait For Your Love. Yeah, you get the point. I'm not going to go into visual effects and all that kind of fun stuff. But yeah, quite a few things going on right there. If you care, there is a list online about that. We briefly talked this morning also about Justin Timberlake made a deal with his DWI case. He won't be charged with drunk driving and will only have to pay between $300 to $500 fine for a traffic violation. JT was pulled over in June after a police officer's witnessed him blow through a stop sign during a traffic stop. The officers found that the singer was highly inebriated and placed him under arrest. While JT claimed that he only had one martinis, other gave conflicting reports over how much he drank that night, getting behind the wheel. So worth asking, is anyone surprised with the slap on the wrist? This is according to the New York Post. Of course, there's always questions on what happens there, so there you go. Also, just hours after Foo Fighters rocker Dave Grohl revealed that he fathered a daughter with a woman who isn't his wife, his teenage daughter deactivated their social media accounts. Also, Grohl reportedly contacted a divorce attorney prior to the announcement. No word are not on what will on what will have hold on no word whether or not he will have to use them. So that is going to become very interesting as we move forward. Nobody ever wants to see anybody go through a divorce proceeding, that is for sure, but it does get interesting as we start having the conversation and start going through some of the information right there. No doubt about that. So what do you think about the whole thing? Listen, we all are human and are definitely fallible. I am not one to throw stones on this one. No doubt about that. Anyways, after sharing his thoughts on Linkin Park's new lead singer, Jamie Bennington, a son whose son of the late Chester Bennington says that he is getting death threats. You don't know what your dad would think, one person wrote, while another suggested that he kill himself over his opinion. The latter comment is especially insensitive, as Chester died by suicide in 2017. Jamie also says that he has gotten so heated that he is afraid to interact with his dad's fans so in regards of what is going on. So there you go. I mean, yeah, it gets interesting on how people get so heated about music and their thought process. Hey, listen, Chester Bennington cannot be replaced by Emily Armstrong. Let's just be realistic about it. What is going on, I mean, as you kind of take a look at some of this stuff, is that they are going a different route because Chester Bennington is no longer with us. And they are taking a different approach. Some can sit here and argue for a moment and say, maybe they should have named the band something else. But when we talked about this yesterday, about 40 million active users or active listeners on one format, on one platform, wanting to hear their music, why would they give away exactly the name of the group? And remember, there was multiple singers inside of Linkin Park, so one can sit here and argue some of that information. I know it's going to get heated and people are going to have an opinion about everything that's going on. No doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we need to do now that we know as our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So as we start going into main story time, it's always a good time to sit back, relax, and talk about some of the things that are going on inside of this world. And it's important to start having some of these conversations on what do you think is most important inside of your organization. Yeah, I ask you what's most important because you get to see it from a different point of view than what most people get to see it. And as I sit back and talk about this for a moment, I look at it from the format like this. If you have the opportunity to change the culture inside of the organization, and I sure as shit did not say the safety culture, I said the culture inside of your organization, what exactly are you willing to do? What exactly are you willing to do to make sure that that culture shift occurs? And here's where we always tend to get hung up with some of these things. People want to help change the culture inside of the workplace, but there are some of us out there that would like the recognition of changing the culture within the organization. I know some people are not going to like me saying that. That's perfectly fine. But I look at it from the perspective of this. That portion right there can be the thing that puts the kink inside of the whole system. And here's why I say that. If name recognition for you supersedes the actual cultural change within the organization, that is going to be hard times for most people. That's going to be hard times because all of a sudden what you're looking for is becomes the validation that you change the culture. Your big emphasis is not the cultural change all of a sudden. It becomes that whole conversation of, I want to be recognized as the person of doing so. And here's what we run into issue-wise with some of the cultural changes that people go out there and try to do. It's not that they want the culture to change. They want to be recognized for changing the culture, which is a different aspect about that. So a long time ago, I was talking to someone that has become a close friend of mine. And she was telling me that as long as you are willing to not be the person that is recognized and you are putting the change in the organization as the primary thing, as the thing that has the most importance, then all of a sudden things will change for you. Things will go differently because here's where you'll have the opportunity to do that. You might not see right now at this particular moment. You might be able to look at it and go, here's what we're going to do. We are going to take this and I am going to find someone who can spearhead this thing that has influence within the organization and bring this information forward and be able to change the culture. Change where there will be a management of change that takes place as people will actually take a look at what this person is saying. And that's where we can learn something differently, opposed to it just being one of those aspects where we sit there and go, we have to be known for being the person that changed everything. I know it gets strange when we start talking about it, but I look at it from the perspective as this. If you want change to occur, you have to be able to sacrifice certain things. I'm not talking about people, so don't take that the wrong way, but you have to be willing to sacrifice certain things as for the greater good of the organization. And sometimes by doing so, you don't have to be the person that is recognized for changing the culture. I'll give you the example of this. How many times have you had an idea and you've shared detailed information with people in regards of what needs to be done, and then all of a sudden that idea is used from someone else and you're never credited? Yeah, does it suck? Let's not lie. Yes, the feeling sucks in regards of that. But also at the same time too, when you take a look at it, you know that the greater, bigger picture will move forward because of that. So look at it from the perspective of what's the most important aspect overall for you. Is it the change in the culture, or is it the name recognition of you being the person that caused the change to happen?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service. Anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com for more information. Lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks. So with the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs, dietitian-approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factormeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Radio.
all the way you knew. And every time the world is wrong, we see it crystal clear. But we maintain the illusion that we all know why we're here.
Yeah, we all know why we're here, all right. Rated R Safety Show, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. Oh, yeah, this is some Oceanic coming your way. With When You Fall, available on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. Oh, take a listen right here. Take a listen. Are you ready? It's been a hot minute. Okay, we would like to give a thanks to Oceanic for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. I love me this song. Yeah, there you go. Oceanic, thank you so much for allowing this to play as this here. Let's go ahead and get into a little bit more of the Rated R Safety Show. That is for sure. No doubt about that. Anyways, always a good time when you and I get to hang out and talk and do all the fun stuff that we get to do. No doubt about that. Anyways, it is time for me to tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. Keep that in mind. So if you deserve to be to find help, better saying, so To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are today and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, click on the section that says find help. You'll find all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. Now, listen, with it being actual Suicide Prevention Month that people are celebrating, they have actually done a couple of different things right now. There are some applications that are available. There's a website that's available. So the easiest way to find it, if you can't remember some of this stuff, is pleasestayalive.com. Pleasestayalive.com. That has all kinds of resources for you right there on their website. And we'll be able to get you some information and some techniques in regards of what you need to do. And everything is awful and I'm not okay. Questions to ask. And there's some downloadable formats there. Rainbow walk grounding techniques and how to have the conversation. So just some information readily available for you right there. TWLOHA.com. Or like I said, you can stay, go to pleasestayalive.com as well. So there you go. Always some information that we'd love to share with you from To Write Love on Her Arms. Anyways, that being said, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world. So, you know that we're getting close to the weekend, and it's time to talk about this. Weekend snooze is good news. So let's talk about this. If you're like me and you know that what's important to your physical and mental health to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night, but you also know that sometimes that's impossible. But fortunately, according to a new study, you can catch up on your rest on the weekends. Researchers presented a recent meeting in the European Society of Cardiology that shows that how sleeping in the on the weekends could reduce your risk of heart disease by 20%. A study author from China's National Center of Cardiovascular Disease said that the effect is especially notable among those who regularly do not get enough sleep on the weekdays, like everyone, I guess. And you're right. The previous studies have found that just the opposite, but being the optimistic type, we're willing to go with this one. No arguments here. I cannot begin to imagine what might happen to my heart if I ever were to extract my butt from the bed before 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Okay, now, so let's talk about this. Of us who tend to sleep on the weekdays, asking for an afternoon guy. I'm just asking. So, you know, because listen to this, you know, we do this show 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, but there's some people on this radio station that don't come in until way later. So, I mean, good for them. I mean, apparently they worked out good things in life in regards to what needs to be done. But I look at it from the standpoint of what is the best thing for you and how that ends up working. So I don't know. What do you think about it? Does it make sense? Or do you look at it and go, not a good go for me, my friend. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. Britney Spears' youngest son turns 18 today. This means that her child support payments for ex-husband Kevin Federline are done. In total, she paid over $5 million for both boys over the past 17 years. Something that insiders say that Federline will miss, as it assumes that those paychecks also went to funding his lavish lifestyle. As of his son's birthday, the Daily Mail reports that Spears plans to get him a gift that is more expensive than anything his father could afford. This is according to Daily Mail. That sounds kind of a weird one, but there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this real quick. Kevin Spacey wants $100,000 to move out of his Baltimore home despite not owning the place anymore. The five-floor condo sold in foreclosure auction in July after the actor fell behind on payments. The place has been bought by real estate investor Sam Azagi, not to be confused with Britney Spears' ex-husband, who claims that Spacey is refusing to leave. Technically, that's that he can't be considered squatting, as after the foreclosure auction, the courts must approve the sale before the highest bidder can officially sign the deed. The proceeds can take months, but during which the former homeowner can remain on the property. The buyer can make a cash for keys offer for the owner to leave quickly, which Asagi said that he did, offering Spacey $50,000 if he left by this weekend. The offer was countered by the actor's camp, saying that if he could stay until February, he would leave peacefully. This is according to New York Post. So there you go. Also, we talked about this at the top of the hour. Hulk Hogan is worried that Jake Paul will seriously injure Mike Tyson or worse when the two enter the boxing ring this November. The 71-year-old WWE legend says that Paul's brother Logan Paul's podcast this week, saying that your brother is strong. I love Mike to death. I don't want him to... want him to get killed. At 58, and Tyson in the 31-year-old, is 31 years older than Jake Paul. So there you go. The match is set for November the 15th. This is according to the Daily Mail. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what happens over that tidbit, because people are still, you know, talking about it in regards of what is going to happen. What is your outlook on this? And so if you're not a Netflix subscriber, would you become a Netflix subscriber to watch this event? I think it's going to be pretty interesting, because if you look at Tyson with some of his training videos, he definitely does not look like he moves around like a 58-year-old. That's for sure. But is it going to be worth the cost of admission for him to actually do this particular fight? Now, keep in mind that this fight was postponed, I think, from July originally, because Mike Tyson ended up getting what was it that he had? Some kind of stomach ulcers, if I remember correctly, on what had occurred. So it got pushed back till November. And then Jake Paul took another fight in between then, in regards of what was going on with Mike Perry from Bare Knuckle Fighting fame. So there you go. So just some things to think about. Anyways, it is currently 52 minutes past the top of the hour. Why don't we go ahead and bring in some John Smalls into our life for him to tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Jackie. Mary Louise Alcott said, "I'm not afraid of storms, for I'm learning how to sail my ship." Very cool. Think about that. How many times do we fear things that can really prepare us for life? We're afraid that some change might hurt our career, while that same change could actually help our career. We're afraid to take a risk because this could result in us losing out on something. But you know what? This risk could also pay off and help us win in a big way. Life is filled with options. It's not always easy to maneuver through these options. But don't be afraid to try new things. Use this as a way to learn new things, like you're learning to sail your ship. Just keep your hands on the wheel so you are ready to adjust anytime it's needed.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. After more than 5 decades in active ministry, my enthusiasm is undiminished. I'm not tired or burned out or discouraged. In fact, I love ministry more today than ever before. As long as God gives me the strength, I plan to walk through every door He opens and do everything He calls me to do. I'm not looking for a place to stop. just for wisdom and guidance to do all the Lord puts before me. Joshua 14 said, I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Lord Jesus, thank you for physical strength and spiritual vitality to do the work of ministry. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London, I'm Stuart Smith. The ex-husband of a woman at the centre of a mass rape trial in France is still too ill to attend court. He's one of 51 men being tried for raping the same woman. Spain's Prime Minister is meeting with Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo González amid a fierce debate over recognising him as the country's president-elect. And the UK Prime Minister says the state of Britain's health service is devastating, as a report found waiting times added 14,000 deaths per year.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Us make fun of people? Never. We don't do that kind of stuff around here, that's for sure. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2018, the oldest known human drawing is discovered in Blomos Cave, South Africa. The hashtag like abstract drawing of a red orchid is believed to be more than 73,000 years old. That was actually discovered back in 2018. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria fame. Yeah, she turns 27. Colin Ford turns 28. Kelsey Ballerini turns 31. Freddie Freeman turns 35. Emmy Rossum turns 38. Jennifer Hudson turns 43. Yao Ming, 44. Ben McKenzie turns 46. 2 Chainz turns 47. And Louis C.K. turns 57 today. So there you go. That's some birthdays that are going on. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's World Dolphin Day, Gym Day, National Chocolate Milkshake Day. Let's see. Police Woman Day, National Encouragement Day, National Video Games Day, Programmers Day, National School Picture Day, and Are You OK Day. Yeah, that's a day to celebrate. Are You OK Day? Yeah. I mean, that's one to think about as we are talking, no doubt about that. So there you go. That's some stuff that's going on. So what do you think there? Is it something that you would look into? Is it one of the days that you would celebrate, or you don't care about those days and you're just ready to move on and go on with some other things? Let's talk about some whack facts real quick. Back in 1920, Babe Ruth out-homered every other American League team. Yeah, Babe Ruth did. The drummers of Queen and Duran Duran have the same name, Roger Taylor. The first man to survive a fall from Niagara Falls in a barrel died after slipping on an orange peel. There is enough fuel in a full jumbo jet tank to drive the average car 4 times around the world. Dueling is legal in Paraguay as long as both parties are registered blood donors. A UK company allows being hung over as a valid reason for missing work. Employees are allotted 4 hangover days per year. So, I mean, I guess that gets pretty interesting as we are talking. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, an apple a day keeps anyone away if you throw it hard enough. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Age yourself with clothing brand that was popular when you were in high school. Also, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 34% of people admit that they have never cleaned this in their house. What is it? Their curtains. So there you go. Anyways, thanks for hanging out with me and doing the things that you do, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to Radio Big exclusively for the next couple hours or so. If you hang out here, Sheldon Primus is about to come in, take over, and do the things that he does with the World of Safety Consulting. So there you go. Some information there for you. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. It's not too much. Hold on. It is not so much our friends' help that helps us as the confidence of their help. So it is not so much our friends' help that helps us as the confidence of their help. So there you go. That's what I got for you today. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Joke in a seascape, in your love shell, you weren't ready to meet the angels. When you fall, then I don't. When you care, then I won't. You weren't ready when it happened.